Audience exclusive.
Back to another episode of the Relationship Circle podcast. I'm your host, Beck Thompson, and this podcast is all about showing you how to stop running in circles, ditch those games, and let your inner compass lead the way. Today's going to be a fun one, not only because I'm speaking with a cold, so I sound kind of nasally, but because we're going to be talking about the topic of where is this going? The conversation of where is this going? Not with me and you in this podcast, but if you're going into a relationship and you're thinking that you're wanting to have this conversation to gain some clarity, then this podcast's for you. So picture this, right? You're a 30-something-year-old woman. You've been dating a wonderful man for a couple of months. It's going really well. But you find yourself pondering that question, where is the relationship going? We've all been there, right? Like just at this point where you're really questioning things and you want to know, you want to get clarity, you want to know if you're wasting your time. I mean, hopefully you've had some sort of inklings of conversations before this and you've gained some clarity before, but you've kind of reached a ceiling, kind of reached a point where you need to know more information. So in this episode, I'm going to guide you through how to have the conversation with grace, with confidence, and we'll explore why it's essential to have the conversation. Because I know many of you avoid these conversations because you're scared of the response. You're scared of the answer that you're going to get, but it leaves you without the clarity that you need to move forward. So hopefully this is not too nasally for you to listen to. It's terrible. I can't hear out of both of my ears. So it's been a really fun week. So the conversation is all about clarity. Where is this relationship going? Conversation ensures that both you and the other person are on the same page in regards to your expectations, your goals, and where you're headed. And like I said before, I would have hoped that you would have had some sort of chat about this prior to this big talk. But in case you haven't, let's make sure you're on the same page. So to have this conversation and clarify things really minimizes misunderstandings. You don't need to assume things. It reduces those potential feelings of hurt and it builds trust. So it's about understanding. The dialogue allows both individuals to comprehend each other's needs, desires, strengthening that connection and creating that roadmap for the relationship's future so that you can get on the same page. It's like having a GPS for your love life, right? Know where you're headed together so that you don't have to worry about this. So even if you're getting the vibe that someone special might be on the same page as you, it can still be really nerve-wracking to have this conversation and bring up the, where is this relationship going? But trust me, it's an essential chat, especially if you're starting to like catch some serious feelings. You're really into this person. You've got genuine emotions. You're invested in someone. Having the talk is always going to be the right move because it helps you dodge that heartache that's to come, if it's to come down the road. You know, it lets you know where you stand. It's really important to know where you stand. So here's the deal. If you have a hunch that your love interest might want the same things of you, or you've been dreaming about a future together, please don't be afraid to ask the big questions. It's like, I really think of it as like relationship insurance. By having this conversation, you're essentially saying, hey, I'm into this. Are you into this too? What are you thinking for the future? So by having this conversation, you're essentially saying, hey, I'm into you. Are you into this too? Like, where is this headed? What's happening? What are your thoughts? And I'm a big believer in having this talk. A lot of people that I work with, especially women, are hesitant to have this conversation because they don't want to be too pushy or forward, or they're worried about the answer that's going to come from having the conversation. But here's the thing. If you're in the market for a real deal relationship, knowing sooner rather than later whether the person is on the same page as you is a game changer. Plus, it's better to know if they're looking for some casual fun before your heart gets too hurt. So we all know that I love a quote, and Steve Maraboli said, it is the lack of clarity that creates chaos and frustration. Those emotions are poison to any living goal. Because when you don't have clarity, you do have chaos, you do have frustration, you do have assumptions. There is space for you to fill in the gap, and you don't need to. If you have this conversation, you can get on the same page as where you're at. So before we get into how to have the conversation, I want to say that I don't believe there's rules in dating. In case you haven't known that of me yet, there's no rules, there's no when you should do this. So I don't believe that there's a right or wrong time in terms of the timeline of your relationship as to when you need to have this conversation. So you will know when it's right to have the conversation, but I'd rather you have it earlier than later. I'd rather you gain clarity early on rather than later on. And if you're worried about scaring the other person off and making this decision or having this conversation out of fear, it's not a great space to have it in, right? I just want you to have it so that you have clarity. And the reality is, then you know where you stand, because the truth is there whether you have this conversation or not. So you might as well know what it is. So whenever you feel ready, these are the steps that I suggest to support you with this conversation. So step one is choosing the right time and place, not as in the timeline of your relationship, but whenever you're going to have a serious conversation like this. You don't want to have it when someone's in the middle of, I don't know, doing a chore around the house or watching a footy game or doing something where they're distracted. You want to set the stage for a productive conversation. So find a comfortable, private, distraction-free environment. Avoid discussing this during stressful times or like immediately after conflict or a disagreement. You know, just because you've had the conflict, you don't want to bring up and go, well, where is this going? Because it's not really going to get you anywhere, right? You want to have it when it's not a conflict space, where you're able to have a really productive conversation. After you've picked that perfect setting, I want you to express your feelings. So start by sharing emotionally where you're at and share openly. Like, tell your partner you've enjoyed the time together and you want to talk about where it's headed. Be genuine about where you are from the start. And I get that that's scary, being the first one to put your feelings out there, but someone has to go first, right? Then ask for your partner's perspective. So encourage them to share their thoughts, their feelings, their visions for the future. This is a two-way street. And if you need to know where they're headed, we need to get their input as to where they think this is headed. Step four is to be open and non-judgmental. And when your partner speaks, just listen. Listen without interrupting or getting defensive. It's about understanding. So you're going to listen to understand their perspective. You don't need to convince them to be in a relationship with you. You want to show empathy and understanding for their point of view, because it's a conversation. This isn't a debate. This isn't something you need to win. This is just about understanding where you're both at and are you on the same page. And then the next step is to share your expectations. So talk about what you envision for the future for the relationship. Like, is this casual dating? Is it exclusivity? Is it long-term commitment? Is it something else? Like, be really clear about what your desires are. And step six is to discuss boundaries, always, but again, discuss boundaries and goals. Once you and your partner have aligned with these intentions, talk about specific boundaries and shared goals. And that might involve, so this might be the conversation where you say, are we seeing anyone else? Are we mutually exclusive? Is this monogamous? Define these boundaries now. Let me tell you, the amount of people that do not have this conversation, particularly around what is monogamy, this could be a whole other podcast, but when cheating happens, no one's had the discussion around what monogamy is. So have the discussion early on, right? And be open to different views. Be open to that it might not be what you thought was going to happen. And it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily compromise or change what you want, but be open that things could be different and they might need more time. They might need more time for their feelings to see how they are. Be open to compromise and continue the conversation as needed. So in summary, this whole where is the relationship going conversation is about open and honest communication. It's the foundation for a healthy relationship. So don't shy away from it. Do it sooner rather than later. Embrace it with confidence and grace and just be open. Be open, be curious, and listen. Next week is the 10th episode and I'm so excited because I'm going to be talking about the basis of what all of this podcast is about, and that is intuition, which is a topic that I'm so passionate about. So if it's something that you struggle with understanding what your intuition is, because that's how I guide all of my clients in dating, is to trust their intuition. Don't listen to me. I'm not the expert with this. Listen to yourself. You're the expert. So next week, we're going to talk about intuition and how to tune into that. I'll see you then.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you got value from this, please don't hesitate to share with a friend so they can get value from this too. And don't forget to hit follow so you don't miss an episode. It's also how I keep this podcast alive.